Boy, it is a
it's
person
a
from the, it's a blast from the past.
Howard Black is here, retired lieutenant. Howard Black from the Colorado Springs Police Department. It's great to see you.
It's great to be here with you guys. It's nice to be in your new environment here at KRDO.
And, yes, under construction right. environment.
Right.
Yeah. But we are excited you are here. We're here to talk about Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers. And you have kind of stepped in, and it's kind of the revitalization of Crime Stoppers in our area, isn't it?
It is. It really is a program that's been around since 1981.
Wow.
And, you know, when you look back at what Crime Stoppers has done in the Pikes Peak region, it has given back over $500,000 worth of rewards. It's recovered over $13.5 million dollars worth of property and drugs since 1981.
Howard, how does it work? Tell us about the program
itself. So Crime Stoppers, it is an opportunity for our citizens in the entire 4th Judicial District, so all of El Paso and Teller County.
Okay.
If you have information on a crime and you're not comfortable in going direct with the police, you can call Crime Stoppers and you are absolutely anonymous. We don't know who you are. That information is not shared. It's covered under Colorado Revised Statute, so you have that ability to stay completely anonymous. Now, we always talk about detectives would always like to have witnesses, you know, firsthand where they can sit down and talk with them, so we sure don't want to discourage that.
Right.
But we want to ensure that information is coming in. And, you know, the last really big case in Colorado Springs right before I retired was the Army captain downtown.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
There was nothing moving forward in that case. It was a Crime Stoppers tip that made the difference for our detectives to move that case into an arrest and into conviction.
So how does Crime Stoppers exactly work? Again, this is a nonprofit.
It is.
People may not understand that it's a nonprofit.
It has nothing to do with the government, law enforcement agency, the district attorney's office. We work in partnership with them, obviously, but we are our own 501c3, and we're always looking for donations, obviously, to move the rewards program ahead. So Crime Stoppers works based on anonymous tips. You can actually go on what's called the P3 app, and you can talk directly with Crime Stoppers. That allows you to stay totally anonymous. There's no way to track that information back. Or you can call 634-STOP, and that's 634-7867. Or you can call 1-800-222-8477.
So how do you get the money to the person that gives the tip since they're anonymous?
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting process. And I've been on the other end of Crime Stoppers over my years as a detective and having information come in. So really understanding the nuts and bolts. So information comes in. You'll see the Gazette is a wonderful partner back with Crime Stoppers. And you'll see our most wanted every Monday. And you also see numbers at the bottom of that little article.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those are tipsters, and we're asking them to call back. So when you first call in a tip, you're actually given a number. And there are some codes and stuff that you're given in that first conversation. The information comes in, it's processed, it goes back to whatever law enforcement agency is appropriate. Once there has actually been an arrest made, now this isn't a conviction, we pay for arrests. If an arrest is made in a case, that information comes back to Crime Stoppers. And then our volunteer staff, which is incredible. These volunteers give us so much.
Right.
They will recontact through Facebook, social media outlets, the newspaper, and having that individual call back to Crime Stoppers. And then we set up the ability to actually make an payment.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
And of course, none of this would happen without the volunteers, the board, and all of that. This just would not happen.
It would not happen. We're just really, as you said earlier, we're re-energizing this program. We're bringing on new board members. We're hoping to get back to that place that we were years ago, where we actually have an executive director. We have some staff working these cases. I think We can do so much to enhance our investigative abilities within our local law enforcement agencies if we have a strong Crime Stoppers.
Mm. Yeah, it's amazing. Give the numbers again, Howard. It was how much in rewards and then how much has been been saved or, from Crime Stoppers.
So over $500,000 has actually been given in rewards.
Wow.
And right now, our top dollar amount's $1,000 for a tip. Mm-hmm. We're really going to enhance that in the months ahead as we continue to raise money. $1,000 today isn't the same as it was back in 1981.
Yeah.
So really trying to enhance that. And then well over $13.5 million worth of property recovered.
That's amazing.
It really is.
Good program. Good to see you again. Yeah. Have a good day.
It's always good to be with you guys.
Yes, absolutely. Right. We're going to have to get you on the extra so we can talk about this more.
We will do that.
I love it.
All right. Take care.
Thank you so much.
It is 8:43 on KRDO's Morning News.